Welcome back. Today we're going to go over another concept, the second area, the second substage of the who am I concept. As you remember, the first sort of stage of who am I is being proud of your past. We went back over some of the things that you had done, some of the things that maybe you were ashamed of, and we sort of highlighted them and we integrated them into our personality types. And I had to do that myself. And I think it's something that I constantly have to kind of go back and maintain every once in a while. And this is today we're going to move on to the second stage in the way of creating this idea of who I am, how you can understand yourself and have powerful, unshakable confidence as a man. So the second quality that I want you to kind of think about, and we're going to do right now, is called the positive qualities of your heroes. Now, what we do is subconsciously, whenever we have heroes or people that we really respect, we subconsciously think about things that we want that they have. Now, if you think back now on anybody you really hang out with that you really think is cool or that you respect, those people have something that you want. They have some sort of personality characteristic that you admire. And because you admire that characteristic, you hang around them because you believe the more you hang around them, the more likely it is that you're going to gain that quality. And which is actually true. So you're thinking that, but that is actually true. So you're right about that. So what I want you to do now is I want you to think about who your top five different heroes or people that you respect. They can be real life people that you know or fictional characters. They can be cartoon characters. They can be Superman or Spider-Man or superheroes. They can be characters in a movie. They can be people that you don't know. But you respect them a lot, like actors or producers or musicians, painters, architects, anything you want. And they can also be people who are already dead and gone, or people who you sort of imagine being real as well. They don't have to be real at all, but or people that are very close to you as well. It doesn't really matter. Try to think of at least one in all these different categories of whether or not they're real or fake, or you know them or you don't. Try to come up with five of your top five people that you really respect or the heroes that you have, and go ahead and write their names down now. So go ahead and pause this video, write their names down, and press play after you're done. Go. Okay, great. So now that you have those five names, I want you to look at each one of those names. And next to each one of those names, I want you to write the one thing about these people or these characters the most, the quality, the reason why you think that they're your heroes, that you respect them. Write down that quality, and then I want you to pause the video now, actually, and write that down. And then after that, we're going to go over sort of what we're learning here and why this is important. So go ahead and pause the video. Write down each of those qualities for each of those five different people that you wrote down are characters, and afterwards, go ahead and press play again, and we'll keep going. Go. Okay, great. So now that you have those people and those characters, and you have those different positive qualities that you believe that they have. Then now what I want you to do is I want you to look at just the qualities. And I want you to realize that these different qualities that you've written down, you already have in you. You have these qualities already. These different parts of what you're looking for, you've already started to attain these different skills and these different qualities. You wouldn't recognize the qualities unless you already had them. So it's kind of like drugs in a way, in a way that drugs affect your current body chemistry. You can't introduce a chemical to your body that alters your state, that actually affects your body directly. What you do is you insert a chemical or some kind of like, some sort of drug or something. And what it does is it changes your brain chemistry and your body chemistry, and it won't affect you unless it already exists in your current body chemistry. So, barring something like poison, which just kills you or puts you in a coma. So what you are doing is you're introducing something that only affects you if it already exists. And in the same way, if it already exists in your body. And in the same way, you can only admire something in someone else if you already have that quality. You just want to make it better, most likely, in you. So you look at someone else who's doing it better and you focus on that thing and you fixate on it, but it's probably not actually bad in you. You probably already have those qualities. So what I want you to do is I want you to look at these different qualities, and I want you to accept one by one that you already have this quality. You already belong to this quality, and that this is part of who you are. After you're done with that, I want you to think about the things about these people that you don't like that you're not going to take. So what too often what we do is we take on all the positive and the negative qualities of our heroes. You only want to take the positive qualities of your heroes and leave all the negatives behind. That means that you're not going to be just like your hero. You're going to be a combination of several different positive points of lots of different people. As long as you're living and you're learning and you're only focusing on the positive qualities of your heroes, you're going to be fine. You'll constantly work to be better. And this gives you some sort of a you are here point on a map that allows you to know which way to go next. So far we've done the past, so we know where we've been. We're proud of that. It got us to where we are now. We're not hanging on to that baggage anymore. We let it go. We feel comfortable. We feel good about where we came from. So now we say, okay, now these are the qualities that I have now that I'm gaining more every day. And I'm not going to take these negative qualities, because if you take the negative qualities, you go into the wrong direction. You don't know where you are in the map and you can't move forward. And the next stage is going that we're going to go over later on in a future video is going to show you where to go next. This is going to be a really big thing, so I hope that you're really doing these exercises. Go ahead and right now I want you to go ahead and write down the qualities that these different people have, if you haven't done that already, and go ahead and write them in the comment box and tell me what you have learned from this video that sort of shifted the way you look at the people that you respect and the way you look at yourself as far as your inner confidence goes. Go ahead and write those down now and type me a comment and let me know what you think, and I'll comment back as soon as I can.